From KQED Radio News, I'm Sy Musiker. One of the Bay Area's leading thinkers about the green economy will soon join the Obama administration. The president has tapped Van Jones to be his special advisor on green jobs. Jones is the co-founder of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights in Oakland and leads the group Green for All. Thanks for talking to us.
Happy to be talking to you.
Mr. Jones, you've got a chance a lot of activists hope for and wish for. So what's your first piece of advice for the president?
First of all, I'm just happy and honored to have a chance to go and just serve. I think the president has already shown he's got a commitment to greening the economy, and he's also got a commitment to civil rights. My job is to try to help him put those two things together and make sure that the green economy is an equal opportunity economy that Dr. King would be proud of.
Last month, I believe you were in Philadelphia for a panel with Vice President Joe Biden to talk about green-collar jobs, and you said, let's green the ghetto first. What did you mean by that, and would that be a policy you'd follow in the White House?
I think it's important we make sure that people who are low-income people have their homes weatherized and retrofitted so they can save money, and that their kids have a chance to get jobs in the solar industry and wind industry, and make sure that the trees and the farmers markets and all the things that make communities better get to the places that really need that stuff. And there are many things the federal government can do to help, and my hope is that I'll be able to move that agenda forward.
You'll be in charge of, I guess, controlling the stimulus cash that's dedicated to the creation of green jobs. Bring it home for us, then. Tell us more. What kind of projects might that money fund here in Northern California?
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there on the Internet. You know, I'm going to be walking around with big wheelbarrows full of cash passing it out. I wish that were true. I, in fact, have a policy job. I'm going to be shaping policy going forward, helping with the energy bill and the climate bill, making sure that we have job-generating policies that are baked into and built into our energy policy. But I'm not going to be the guy with the wheelbarrow full of cash.
A lot of Republicans have criticized some of the green money in the stimulus bill, saying that it won't really produce very many jobs or very good jobs. I wonder how you respond to that.
There is no stimulus bill. The thing is called the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act. So it's not just about the short-term job creation. It's also about the long-term reinvestment and the long-term recovery of the U.S. economy. And you just can't imagine the U.S. economy recovering in the long term if we don't, in fact, have more energy independence, more clean energy, a smarter grid, a better trained green workforce, all those things which are a part of and properly a part of the recovery package. And the recovery package should look for the long term as well as the short term.
How do you think your activism has changed our idea of the environmental movement? That movement was always stereotyped as white and upper class, but you're an African-American in downtown Oakland.
Well, I mean, I think the whole country is just kind of changing and evolving. I think for a long time people thought, oh, you could either be for economic growth or you could be for environmental protection. I think now we realize everything that's good for the environment is a job. You know, solar panels don't put themselves up and wind turbines don't manufacture themselves. So I think we're just maturing as a country. We're getting more comfortable with all colors and all classes and all kinds of people doing all kinds of neat stuff, including being president of the United States.
You've always been a critic from outside the system. I wonder if you've thought about what happens if the president or other people close to the president ask you to endorse policies you're not completely behind.
Well, you know, that's the part of what it means to work in an administration when you're not the president. I will argue vigorously for the right answer as I see it behind the closed door. But obviously you can't have an administration that gets anything done if people take those fights outside.
What's the greatest opportunity you think you have now in this new role?
You know, I just want to serve. I think that we've got a president that is, you know, committed to a green America that's just and inclusive. And my big hope is I can make it possible for some people who might be poor or might not have the educational opportunities right now to participate to get in on the ground floor of this green revolution, which will be the cornerstone of the next American economy.
Van Jones, thanks for talking to us.
Well, thank you.
Van Jones currently directs Green for All in Oakland. He's moving to Washington, D.C. soon to become the president's special advisor on green jobs. To hear more of our interview with Jones, head to our website, kqed.org/radionews. I'm Sy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.